Magic in the morning, knee-deep into the holiday season, fresh off our first weekend with Santa on the radio, thanks to our friends at Lindenville Agway. Santa will be back on next weekend, the 22nd, from 6 to 7 p.m. as well, so in case you missed it, mark it on the calendar. It being a Monday, it's time for a chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. We don't have someone in this morning for the chat. We have CEO Sean Tester. Good morning, Sean. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. It's so great to be joining you this morning.
We've been doing this for years, and my goodness, can you believe we're this close to the holiday already?
No, but I always look forward to our holiday tradition, so thanks for having me join you today.
Well, I understand you got family. I forget, though, how many of you are there all in that family?
My personal family or NVRH family?
Well, we know NVRH is huge. How about around the kitchen holiday table?
Yeah, sure. So many of you know my wife, Laura Lee Tester. She's the new executive director for the Northeast Kingdom Chamber of Commerce. And then I have my two boys, Timothy, who is 17, a senior at LI, and Patrick, who's a sophomore there.
Go LI, go LI. Hey, as we head into things here, I haven't been able to see you since you've done so much for the community during the flooding out in Red Village, but I can tell you what, you may not have an S on your chest and a big red cape, but thank you for all you did for the community.
Oh, well, I don't know how much thanks I personally deserve, but, you know, we've really worked hard on outreach in supporting the entire community. I mean, the flooding was a real kick in the pants for this region. You know, those two back-to-back floods, and many of you know, or your listeners know, that I live in East Linden, which was one of the regions most heavily impacted in that late July flood. And the thing, I mean, it was challenging. Losing roads, neighbors losing homes. I mean, it was really rough. But the thing that amazed me was seeing everybody come together and help each other out.
There's a song that a fellow put out by the name of Michael Donovan called Rising Waters, We Rise Above, and we play it quite a bit. It's the whole story of the flooding there. And it's just that. The rising waters came, the rising waters went, and it made us stronger. So thanks for being part of that. Now let's tie this in to the ever-growing community at NVRH. I have been seeing a lot of posts of new people coming on as part of the NVRH family.
Yeah, we're really excited about our growth. You know, this past year, we've expanded our pain services. We've had great success recruiting, and it's really showing. You know, people want to be here. They want to be part of the healthcare community. They want to be part of the larger community of the Northeast Kingdom, and we're so excited for that.
Well, and we're thankful to your diligence and dedication, too. Now, we've also got another big deal going on down there, too. Very big deal. The biggest renovations or addition in over 50 years at NVRH. How's that going?
Well, we're getting to the point where it's becoming very real, Jeff. For those of our community who've been to the hospital recently, the most visible impact right now is the expanded parking area. And that's fantastic because it really makes it easier and more convenient for our patients who come into the hospital. We've also expanded handicap parking on the east side of the building, which we're really excited about. But that's frankly all in preparation for what I'm going to call the big dig, which is the significant expansion of the emergency department and the pharmacy. And that's going to be a little disruptive for our patients and our staff.
Well, it was very well thought out. I cannot remember the gal that I spoke with a month or so ago who was very key in this. But when we talk about the expansion, that's going to be on the west side. So that's one of the reasons for the new parking lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go on the assumption that that's why more handicap access is now on the east side, right?
You got it. That's exactly right. Because for a couple of years, the west side of the building is going to be a little hard to access. And you're right, Jackie Zahn, I think, is who you met with a few weeks ago. She's our clerk of the works and project manager on this, and she's fantastic. She's helping keep it all on track.
And she was eyebrow deep in that emergency drill that you guys had on, which went off as quite a success from what I understand. Now, even though things are changing at NVRH, there's one thing that's not changing, and that is the dedication to the community. It's the heart and soul of Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital.
You got that right. Absolutely. You know, Jeff, the key for us is making sure that we have local access to high quality care. We know how hard it is for people to travel. And if we don't have that local access, people having to go as far as Dartmouth or across the state to Burlington, that can be incredibly challenging. Like many people nowadays, I'm in that sandwich generation. So we have kids at home and we're taking care of aging parents. And we know just how hard it is to get our older parents to those appointments when they need to go. So our commitment to this community is making sure that we always have local access to high-quality care right here in the NEK.
Well, you definitely do. I can tell you recently I've made very unwanted trips down to the emergency room, and it's just amazing what goes on there. I mean, we've got the imaging department there. We've got direct connections down the road at the Norris Cotton Cancer Center. I mean, it is an ever-growing, ever-evolving, community-based healthcare system.
You got that right. And speaking of the Norris Cotton Cancer Center, that service is provided by Dartmouth, but we're working in partnership right now with them to expand a new lab space into that building to support those who need are getting cancer treatment at the cancer center. We're hoping to break ground probably on that project this summer, but we're really excited about the expanded partnership and increasing access for those services for our patients.
Boy, it's great to hear all this good stuff. All right, we're getting close to running out of time, and you got to get back into the office. So I'll ask you, Sean, your final thoughts to our listeners as we head to the holidays?
Well, I just hope everybody has a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season that they can spend with their friends and family like I plan to do.
I love it. And you guys probably heard it, but I got to see that big smile on your face. Sean, thanks for all you do. And thanks to your wife for what she's doing with the chamber.
Absolutely.
I hope you and the family have a safe and happy holiday season.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right.
You too.
Sean Tester, CEO of Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Now we're on our way to our news, our sports, our weather forecast updates, and of course, more holiday music right here on Magic 97.7.